This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, December 2nd. Well, we had the wheat markets giving back everything it gained the previous day, so we did not see any follow-through to the upside. The momentum has just completely obliterated, and in fact, today on the night session, we're down another 14 on Chicago. Kansas City on the March is down another 20. So Kansas City leading the way lower. There are some rain starting to appear in the 8 to 14 day forecast for the southern plains. It stretches up just a bit into the central plains, but not really engulfing much of Kansas, to be honest. So it's hard to say why KC would be the leader, other than it had such a run against Chicago in the first place. That spread is just in more of a technical correction. But the wheat market in general is just continuing in its trend that it's been in for, 5 weeks or so. We're kind of looking for a low somewhere in here. It looks like they want to take a run at that August low for Chicago. We're still well above that in Kansas City and Minneapolis, and I don't expect it'll get that deep for those two markets. But Chicago is very close to that, and I would imagine it's going to try to jab that low and see what kind of stops are sitting there. I would think this would offer some pretty decent support. We're still looking at a crop that's in rough condition in the central and southern plains. It's going to offer some support through the winter, but it's not going to be the driver of price action. I think by far the biggest driver of price action will be export competition, and we kind of know where we stand with that. Russia has just been a very aggressive seller of wheat. They've had great success doing that. It looks like November exports for them will be double what they were a year ago. It's hard to imagine, but they have the wheat, they have the capacity, and they've re-agreed to the export corridor, one of the few smart things they've done, and they are moving a lot of grain. Ukraine also is moving a lot of grain. A lot of it is corn, but still they are moving it out of their own ports and out of neighboring countries' ports. So we're seeing a great deal of competition from the Black Sea. Russia has enough wheat to supply their export channels through the marketing year. They've just had a monster crop, and I would expect that they'll be a pretty notable presence in the export market throughout the marketing year. That takes them through the winter. They'll probably slow down a bit during the winter because they don't have access to all their ports. The shallow water ports will freeze over, but the deep water ports will be available to them. So they'll still be moving wheat. I would imagine they're being very aggressive now to get as much as they can moved out before the cold weather sets in. Speaking of export competition and our proof in the pudding, another week of export sales that were lackluster, to say the least. We had a couple weeks over the past few weeks where we had some pretty respectable numbers, but last week was not. 163,000 tons, that was well below the low end of the range of estimates from 300 to 700,000. So we're back in the doldrums again when it comes to the export sales. Corn export sales at 633,000 tons, that was within the range from 450 to 1 million. Soybean export sales at 694,000, also within its range from 500 to 1.1 million. Stats Canada put out their final production numbers this morning. All wheat at 33.8 million tons. That was 1 million tons less than what the trade was expecting to see. Durum at 5.4 million, down 500,000 tons. Spring wheat at 25.7 million, that was down 0.2 million tons. Canola production at 18.2 million tons, that was also down 1 million from the trade estimate. France reporting that their winter wheat conditions are at 98%, good to excellent. Pretty impressive number. So clearly they're in a much better position going into winter than they were a year ago. Much of Europe was engulfed in drought from the previous fall through the summer, so they had a tough growing season, even for the winter grain, not only the winter grains but also the summer grains as well. But this year it looks like it's a much different story for them. In the weather department, the 6 to 10 day forecast and the 8 to 14 does show some rain starting to creep up into the central plains. It's more focused on the southern plains and moving through the Midwest. It doesn't look like Kansas is going to get any soaking rain, but still we're seeing quite a bit of pressure coming into Kansas City market. We are looking at the prospect of much better moisture conditions coming into Argentina as well. And this is about 10 days out there too. But it looks like they've got some systems on the way. This will shore up some of that topsoil moisture so they can get the corn and soybeans planted. They've been in a drought situation for a while, and their farmers are waiting to get some moisture before they head to the fields in a lot of these key regions. So it looks like, at least for now, the longer range forecast suggests that they'll get some relief. So short term, we've got a fair amount of pressure. The dollar has had a pretty good reversal to the upside after being under quite a bit of pressure the last few days and seeing a new low for the move over the night session. We're reversing back up with the payroll report. The non-farm payrolls at 263,000 plus, that was about 63,000 more than what the trade was looking for. And the November unemployment rate staying steady at 3.7%. That was right at where the trade was looking for. So the Dow took a hit, the dollar reversed back up. I think on the likelihood that the Fed is going to look at these numbers and say the economy is still running pretty hot and probably keep their foot on the gas as far as raising interest rates. And now we probably are leaning more toward a 0.75 point rather than a 0.5 point. But, Powell has been back and forth on that in his speeches. But, again, with these kind of numbers, it doesn't suggest that inflation is going to slow down if our employment numbers keep ramping up like this. So, it's a good thing. Obviously, it clearly defies the projection that the economy is headed toward recession, but you have to keep inflation under control or else it all implodes. So, and the Fed is doing that. It's raising rates and it's having an impact. And so I think that probably that's what the trade is looking at. So the stronger dollar is going to lean on these grains a little bit more, but just the inability to compete in the export market is a huge problem and major headwinds moving forward. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.